Nature's wealth, good for your health. This is the Rod Life Health Show.
Hello, everybody. It's Paul Neeson, your health watchman, and we have a great show for you today. Thank you and welcome to the show. healthwatchman.com, and I am known as the health watchman because it's a job and a responsibility as watchman to warn people when something bad is on the horizon, about to happen. And it says in the scriptures, if we warn you, the blood is no longer on our hands as watchmen. But if we don't say anything, then your blood is on our hands. Well, I'm not only warning you, I'm going to help you get out of Babylon and get out of this thing that's about to take over and destroy us. And I see it everywhere I go. I'm seeing it all the time, what's happening out there today. And things like the common thing people are using today. And as you watch, man, I'm going to tell you the truth. Not what you necessarily want to hear, but what you need to hear. And I'm exposing some things that are happening today that people have no idea what's going on. They're destroying themselves. More people are killing themselves with a knife and fork than they are with these weapons of mass destruction. So in other words, the real weapons of mass destruction are a knife and fork. More people have died through diabetes, cancer, heart disease, strokes over the last 50 to 100 years than they have died from guns and bullets and bombs. You know, but we want to send armies to other countries and armies to protect us from these guns, bullets, and bombs. But what about protecting us from the food? What about protecting us from McDonald's and Burger King and from the Twinkies and the fried cakes? That's what we got going on here today. So we need to stop this. And the first thing we need to do to stop this is get rid of the things that the enemy has control over us and is just keeping us programmed to do these things. Let me tell you, the body was designed a certain way, okay, everybody? When you need to be awake, you have a tremendous amount of energy. You feel great. But when you've overworked, when you're overtired, when you need sleep, you need rest. That's the body giving you the sign that it was built to communicate with you and say, hey, it's time to get some rest. I'm tired. You know, find a place to lay down. I need some rest. I need some sleep. But what do people do? They shoot a drug into them or they take a drug into them called caffeine that gives them this false burst of energy, or Red Bull or some other so-called fake energy drink. Next thing you know, the people feel great all the time. They have so much energy stimulating them until they come down. Then they need another cup of that garbage. Next thing you know, the people, you know, they complain they can't go to sleep at nighttime. They got insomnia or something else. That's because they were up all day with this garbage. Then they got adrenal fatigue or something, and they can't stop. You know, it's crazy what's going on there. But that's what's happening out there today. You know, they got this drug called Viagra for if something you burnt out in your body says, hey, you know, something's not working correctly here. You know, you don't take Viagra to offset that and take some drug to offset that. You know, it even says in a bottle of Viagra here, whatever, you know, if this consists for a long time, you need to get to a doctor. Well, what about the energy you get from Red Bull? You need to go to a doctor if you're stimulated like that for a long time. Or you get some coffee, from the average coffee. Oh, we don't like to hear about coffee. Tell me about anything you want, but don't tell me about coffee. As a matter of fact, I'm going to use a loophole and say coffee's good for me because I heard somebody somewhere say coffee's good. But those were the people that selling coffee. Look, it's an oxymoron to say healthy coffee. I could find reports that say coffee's healthy. I could find reports that say cocaine is healthy. They used to give it to kids in the early 1900s for toothaches. But the reality is the reality. We know what's good for us, and if it's affecting our body's way to communicate with us, to tell us something is wrong, like stimulating ourselves, something is wrong. So get rid of the coffee. The fact that you can't get rid of it means you're addicted to it to begin with. The enemy has a way to control us. What else do we got going on here? These choke sticks, these cigarettes. They're cancer sticks. I mean, you light up a cigarette and you're puffing a smoke, and smoking is known to destroy every known enzyme in the body. You know, but what do people do? They're addicted to it. The enemy has put things in our life we're addicted to. We know they're bad, but we keep doing them. To make it even worse, we make excuses to keep doing them. Oh, everyone loves the health watchman until he exposes what you're doing. Then all of a sudden, I don't like this guy. Or you give me the butts. Everything's good, but. You know, your butt better stop smoking and your butt better stop drinking coffee if you want to live healthy. And then what else do we got? We got all the biggest one that so many people get surprised. Oh, I didn't think that was bad. I didn't know that was bad. The microwave oven. You need to get rid of your microwave oven immediately. It's the worst machine ever invented. It's destroying people. It's killing people. Get rid of it. Well, tell me what's wrong with it. It's bad. It's wrong. It's killing people. It's outlawed in some countries. Why can't you just trust that? Why do you need more? I shouldn't have to convince you even further, but you want to be convinced? Go to the internet. Go to Marcola.com. Marcola.com. Go to his website. Very popular website. Type in microwave oven. Forget about that. Go to Google, an even more popular website. And just type harmful microwave or microwaves harmful or harmful effects of microwave. And see all the things that come up. But there are people out there that are so, oh, well, you know, I saw some bad things, but I also saw some good things. You know, some doctors said it was okay. Look, it's not okay. We need to wake up. Then we need to get the next thing on the list. Are you ready? Are you ready for the truth? Can you handle the truth? What's the next thing? Soda. 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 It's sugar water. I mean, it's going to destroy the paint on a car. If you pour it on a car, what do you think it's doing to the inside of your body? There's no such thing as healthy soda. There's no such thing as a safe microwave. There's no such thing as healthy organic cigarettes that are good for you. And there's no such thing as healthy coffee. They're all poison to the body. Just because they don't kill you immediately isn't a reason to go doing them. When you find out something's bad for them, don't make excuses to keep doing it. Get it out of your life. Stop doing it. What people do all the time. You know, you can get away with, you know, and I'm not one of those people, well, everything's okay in moderation. No, it's not. If it's bad for you, why would it be good for you in a small amount? It might just take a longer time for you to feel the bad effects, the harmful effects, but it's not good for you in moderation. We need to wake up with this. We need to get smart with this, but too many people are programmed. That's why they're called TV programming. And while I'm on the topic of TV, you know, you got to be careful what you're watching on TV today, because the majority of the things are garbage and just convincing you to do the things that you shouldn't be doing. If you haven't turned me off yet, this is Paul Nietzsche, your Health Watchman, healthwatchman.com, telling you and exposing the things that we shouldn't be doing that people are doing. You know, I'll go out somewhere to a conference or to some type of event, and they'll have me come in, and oh, everything's great. Look, it's an oxymoron to have me speak about health while you're eating pizza or drinking a Coca-Cola, washing it down with coffee, and smoking a cigarette. I mean, it's what people are doing, you know, and the bad doesn't offset the good. You know, some people be out there riding a bike while they're smoking a cigarette. It's an oxymoron. Well, so is talking about health while you're drinking coffee. An oxymoron. What's another oxymoron? Going to a doctor's office and a chiropractor's office in high heels saying your back hurts. An oxymoron. You know, going to the dentist, you know, by you chewing lollipops all day long and telling the dentist, I don't know why I have cavities. It's an oxymoron. We need to stop being morons, and we need to start acting the way we should be acting and listening to our bodies when our body tells us, don't do it. When I was younger, people used to tell me, you know, there was a joke, you know, oh, a guy said every time I breathe that my chest hurts, so don't breathe. Well, we can't take it that far, because if we're not breathing, then our chest isn't going to hurt, absolutely not, but we're not going to have a life. But the real joke was, oh, you know, every time I laugh, my ribs hurt, so don't laugh. Oh, every time I eat something, my stomach hurts, so don't eat that. What's making your stomach hurt? Every time I do this or that, I don't feel good, so don't do it. But I feel great when I do coffee. As a matter of fact, when I stop doing coffee, I don't feel that well. But that's because your body's addicted to this drug. And with the leaving the drug comes withdrawals. And it's not going to feel great. But still, that's not a reason to keep doing it. You know, we need to stop these painkillers, these medications. And caffeine's nothing but a painkiller or a medication to cover up our laziness or our tiredness or our sign that our body needs some rest. People are simply eating too much, too often, and too late. They're not getting enough sleep. They're not doing things with a passion that they should be doing. They're doing things that they absolutely hate. The average person today will get up at a time they don't want to get up to go somewhere. They don't want to be going because they think they don't have a choice. And as they get ready to go there, they're turning on the news to see all these terrible things that are happening the night before. And now they're all depressed, and they're going to mostly eat something unhealthy for breakfast. Then they're going to go to work and they're going to put the radio on to get an update on all these terrible stories. They're going to have no encouragement. They're going to have no positive thinking or anything. They're going to get to work, be with people they don't want to be with. By the time lunchtime comes, they're eating more emotionally comfort foods that are just not good or healthy for them. Then finally they come home, they turn on a TV set to see all the terrible things that happened while they were away and get updates and all of those things. Now not only are they going to make bad food for themselves, but for their whole family. And then right before they go to sleep at nighttime, they're going to watch the most deadly thing on TV, the nightly news. How do you expect to get a good night's worth of sleep while watching the nightly news? This is the world we live in today. You know, the first thing we need to do is stop watching the news on TV. The things on there aren't helping us, they're destroying us, they're just breaking down any type of encouragement we have. You know, and the Bible says, you know, I know the plans I have for you is to give you a future and give you a hope. You know, if you listen to the doctors out there and the TV and the news out there, it says there's no hope, there's no future. You know, they'll have some commercial on about eating some new fake food or crazy food or unclean food. And then the next commercial will come on with a guy talking even faster than me, telling you about all the side effects, or he calls them side effects, I call them direct effects, about the very medicine they're encouraging you to take in that same commercial. And people actually ask their doctor, oh, I don't feel good. Could I have one of this medication or one of that medication? Why don't you eliminate what's causing the problem to begin with, and then maybe you'll feel better? If this is the way people are thinking, I call it stinking thinking. That's what's happening. Then people come up to me, they see me eating fruits and vegetables, and they say, oh, when are you going to start eating some real food? Real food? Excuse me, I'm eating a banana or an apple. What do you consider real food? Something that you find in a bag, box, container, can, or bottle that doesn't even have an expiration date on it? At least my food has a ripening stage, a freshening stage, and a rotting stage. The food they're eating can sit in a box for the next 30 years and a Pop-Tart or a Twinkie or something else. I'm coming out with telling people to eat a raw food, fresh diet. People are coming out with the Twinkie cookbook or the Pop-Tart diet and all this stuff. You know, in all my lectures, I tell people something, and it's not a joke. I wish it was because it's so sad. You know, but I said to somebody once, you should eat like me. He said, I can't eat like you. If I ate like you, I'd have to go to the bathroom all day long, and I just don't have the time to do that. You know, so that's the reason to eat constipated food, because you don't have time to go to the bathroom. You know, stress is another big important thing we need to be careful with. We need not to get stressed out. I bet my message is stressing you out right now if you've listened this long. You know, but this is a serious message, folks. We need, it's very simple, the things I said. The soda, the coffee, the cigarettes. What about some more common things? What about the meat or the milk? You know, I'll tell you, the meat and the milk today, there's something called factory farming out there. Factory farming. You know, you want to put poison in your body and kill yourself faster than anyone else, put that factory farming in your body. You know what a factory farming? A factory farm is owned by one of the, really owned by the government, but one of the big meat companies or something else that they can't keep up with the amount of people eating, so they have to find ways to speed it up. So they drug up the animal and make the animal grow a lot faster than it should be growing, and they're putting garbage in the animals and in the animal food that gets passed on to you when you eat it. And then the milk that comes from those animals, and then they're going to take that milk and they're going to process it. They're going to put more chemicals in it. Then it's going to get to you, and that stuff is like drinking a drug cocktail. You know, you want to go get yourself some milk or some animals, go get them yourself. Feed them yourself so you know what they're eating and what's going in their body. You know, but don't go to a factory farm or something like this. You know? And then you look at that. I mean, if you look up in a tree and you see a monkey and eating the bananas, you would say, those bananas look good. I want to get some of those. You wouldn't say that monkey looks good. I want to get some of those. So, you know, but people out there, they're not eating monkeys, but they're eating chickens, they're eating cows, and they're eating so on. You know, eat the grass that the cow's eating, and you'll be big and strong like the cow. You know, get one of those cows, drug them up, put every unclean thing in that cow, and then go eat that cow, and you're not going to be healthy at all. That's what, you know, but that's what we got going on out there. That's what's happening. You're getting the truth here from the Health Watchman, warning you about the things people are doing that they shouldn't be doing to try to wake people up and get people on the right path. But people are just, they're doing these things today, and the deception, that's what it is. People are deceived out there today. Go to my website, healthwatchman.com, and look at all the videos I have on that website. Look at all the things that are going on there, and tell me the difference between what you see going on in the world and what you see going on in the raw world, the raw food world. This is the raw life, and this is how we roll at the raw. I tell people this is how we roll at the Raw Life Health Show. When most people are looking for a roll, we're looking to roll with fruits and vegetables. That's how you got to go. You know, 75% of your diet, fresh fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. So if you have your plate is round. 3/4 of your plate is fresh fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. That's it. Maybe a salad, maybe some fruit. And then the other stuff you have, you know, eat the fresh stuff first, and then you can put that other 25% stuff on after that. That's it. It's that simple. And then eat something green every day. And I don't mean green M&Ms. Eat something like a kale or spinach, some salad green. Eat something green, 75% of your diet raw. Don't eat late at night because we weren't designed to eat when it's dark outside. Eat during the daytime hours because that's the ideal time to eat. There's a direct connection between the sun and digestion, or the moon and cleansing. But when we're doing the backwards thing, we're not letting the body do what it was designed to do. So don't eat late at night. Especially don't eat before going to sleep. That's one of the worst things you can do. And you'll start feeling better for all of this. So these are the things that are going to help us, everybody. If you have any questions or comments, every Monday night I have a live radio show on my website. You can go there and see that information. And my website is healthwatchman.com. But I also take questions on my Raw Life Health show every week. And I answer them Friday online. I answer those questions as well. Again, folks, I'm here to help you. I don't want to see you sick like so many people out there today. I don't want to see you doing the things that are destroying people. I see people all the time running to the doctors, or they're not running there. They're just barely scratching their way to get to the doctors. They get in the doctor's office, and that's the beginning to the end. You know, a doctor's office is wonderful. If somebody else out there has, if somebody there is suffering from some type of emergency room accident and they need an emergency room. But if you put a drug, or something in your body that gets you sick, putting a drug in your body to deal with the pain is not the answer. The answer is to eliminate what caused the problem. Health doesn't begin what we add to our diet. It begins what we eliminate. Eliminate what caused the problem, and the problem will begin to go away. What a genius. Boy, that makes sense. Well, then why don't people do it? Instead, people want to go to the doctors, and they want to take all their drugs, everything from cough medicine to chemotherapy. And they think they're going to get better. All that money into research for cancer and AIDS and all this other stuff, and the doctors still don't have a cure. The reason why they don't have a cure is they don't know what the cause is. Once you know what the cause is, then you eliminate that. There goes the cure. 99% of the diseases out there today are caused by not following our Creator's instructions when it comes to the diet and what we should be eating and how we should be eating. As a matter of fact, eating against it is making it even worse. Yes, diet related, but then you got the stress. Then you got the emotional, the physical, and the spiritual. Not exercising, not getting enough sleep, or just going around saying, I don't believe that we have a Creator or anything like that. All these things are destroying our health. They're destroying us. We have more money science knowledge more than ever before in the history of man for the topic and study of disease, but yet we got more people sick than ever before. We got more diet books out about obesity and how not to be obese and how to lose weight than ever before in the history of man, and we got more obese people than ever before. Why? Because people simply aren't doing the things that we were designed to do. They're living off the customs of man instead of the design of our Creator, and this is why they're getting themselves in trouble. You know, it says in the scriptures, my people destroy for lack of knowledge. But what do you do when you get knowledge? You have to take action. So it's also a lack of action or a lack of discipline or a lack of enthusiasm, more like it. You know, stop destroying yourselves with your knife and fork or your chopsticks, wherever you are. And start doing the things we were designed to do and how to do them. Another thing is the alcohol. There's no reason you need alcohol to calm you down if you're not taking so much caffeine from all the caffeine to speed you up. You know, I find very few people that enjoy alcohol that don't do caffeine. You know, most people that are doing caffeine, whether it's a form of soda or the form of chocolate or the form of coffee, usually enjoy a cup of wine or some other type of alcohol. But people like myself that don't do that caffeine, I have no desire for alcohol to calm me down and to calm my nerves down. You know, so, what do I eat? What's left to eat? If I'm not going to do alcohol, I'm not going to do coffee, I'm not going to make microwave foods, I'm not going to smoke cigarettes, what's left to eat? You know, replace your microwave oven with a juicer and then use the juicer and see how much better you feel. Well, it's too hard to use the juicer. Look, if you can't drop a carrot in a machine and watch juice come out, you got other issues. It's the most simple thing you can do. Well, it takes too much time to clean the juicer. No, it doesn't. It's a lot faster to clean a juicer than it is to clean a frying pan with all that grease on it. You know, but people will make excuses and look for excuses just so they don't got to do the things that we should be doing. Well, I'm here to tell you now, it's not difficult. And You know, check out my videos. You know, when I go shopping, I go to the tree down the block and I pull some fruit off the tree. That's shopping for me. And it's free. And it's faster than any microwave oven. And it gives me more energy than any coffee. And I don't have to smoke it to get it in my body. And it keeps my digestion working really well. So we need to get this. That's another one. Constipation from overeating. People eat so much, you should go to the bathroom more, but they're not going to the bathroom at all because the things they're eating are like paste inside the body. Well, I haven't went to the bathroom in a week. Well, you might be saving money on toilet paper, but you're certainly not saving money on your doctor's bill. You're supposed to go to the bathroom every day, especially if you're eating more. Well, I go to the bathroom too much. That's because you're eating all that spicy food that's running right through your body. Start eating healthy, good food, natural food, the fruits and vegetables. You don't have to worry about all those spices. Well, that makes sense. Well, then do it. Don't tell me it makes sense and then not do it. That's an oxymoron. And if this doesn't make sense to you, your mind's too fogged up with all the smoking and the drinking and everything else you're doing. So it's time to wake up, everybody. No more Krispy Kreme donuts. No more Dunkin' Donuts coffee. No more organic cigarettes from the health food store. You know, start waking up and start eating the food that are going to produce good feelings in your body and are going to keep you healthy for a long time. And I'm not saying food's a panacea. You can't eat well and do everything else that's bad. Another oxymoron. We got to get off this oxymoron lifestyle. It's about healthy living all around. Well, do I need to take supplements? Not as your main source of nutrients. They're called supplements for a reason. They supplement your good diet. It's an oxymoron to eat a junk food diet and take healthy supplements. Why don't you eat good food and then maybe you might not need as many supplements. And before you take those supplements, go get yourself a blood test to see if you even need them. If you're eating junk food, you need a lot more than those supplements. Instead of spending so much money on those supplements, go get yourself a colonic. Clean your body out and then start putting good stuff in. You might not need as many of those supplements. You know, but that's what it comes down to. All these excuses and all these reasons. Well, I'm confused. Well, there's enough information on my website. I got over 1,000 videos on the website that you can view for free and get the information. I got new videos up all the time that you can see. So what are we going to do, folks? Are we going to get it? Are we going to do something about it? Is it time? Or are you going to be like other people that say, well, you were sick, so you had to change. I'll wait till I'm sick before I change. Well, maybe if you change now, you won't get sick. There's an idea. Oh, what a genius. I can't believe this guy. You know, don't wait till you get sick, folks. Do something about it now. You don't have to go drastic and change completely overnight. But don't take 6 years to detox from coffee and smoking. That's not the answer. You know, go out there and make it happen. Do it now. You know, don't be like the rest of the world. Don't be a follower, be a leader. If you be a follower, you're just going to follow people right into the hospital and people are worried and stressed out because of their health insurance and everything else. No, I call it drug insurance. Not even health insurance, but it doesn't pay for health. It pays for drugs. That's what we got going on out there today. That's the world we live in. And it's different on this end, folks. I'm not taking drugs to stimulate myself so I can hide and mask the pain that I'm dealing with. I'm not drinking so I can hide the pain. I'm not creating the pain by smoking and eating unhealthy. And I'm certainly not shooting my babies and my kids up with drugs when they're born and getting them addicted to drugs from the beginning with all these harmful vaccinations and everything else. You know, we got to get out of this Babylon system of the world today and start living healthy. And you'll be blessed for it. All right, everybody, if you have any comments or questions, post them below. Thank you so much for checking us out. RawLifeHealthShow.com, HealthWatchman.com. Check out the other videos there and everything else. Until then, everybody, have a great day and go get them. All right, have a great Raw Life.
Nature's wealth, good for your health. This is the Raw Life Health Show. Raw Life. Brighten up your life.